expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Barbara from Harlow.
And this is Bebe Diamond.
And we're so happy that you're with us on this beautiful, little rainy Saturday afternoon, June the 23rd, 2018. Welcome to our urban story. We're going to talk about some of the things that are going on in our country that I know we're all interested in hearing. Miss Diamond, what do you want to start off with today?
Well, I want to start off by thanking everyone at the 5th Annual Flag ceremony last Saturday in Belchertown, Massachusetts.
Yes, yes, yes. It was the Flag Day Second Amendment rally in Belchertown, Massachusetts. And that's why you didn't hear us last week, because we were, well, we got a little tangled up there in the Catskills, New York, but we finally made it. We were late, but we got there. It was a dynamic event sponsored by Mr. Dave Kopacz, K-O-P-A-C-Z, and I had the opportunity to meet him, in addition to being able to address this wonderful crowd of patriotic citizens for a few minutes, and it was a delightful, delightful, delightful time. What do you say about it, Miss Diamond?
Well, it was outstanding to be among so many great patriotic Americans, and we thank them for their support, for their open arms, for their feedback, and for buying all the books that we had. We completely sold out. So we thank them for their support, Mr. Kopacz, and everyone who welcomed us with open arms last Saturday at the 5th Annual event.
Yes, and I've been asked to participate next year. God willing, I would be more than happy to be a part of that group. You know, when you are around people of a like mind, people who love this country, people who love the Constitution, people who understand that we're not perfect, we're a work in progress, but we do have some values, and these values are intertwined with being American citizens. We love our country, we love our freedoms, and we love our liberty.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. These were patriotic, God-fearing, God-loving Americans, and we were so grateful to be around them. And they represent, really, in my opinion, the best of America, and we thank them for their support.
That's right. And, you know, I have a friend who we met up in Massachusetts, Dennis, and he was the one who invited us, and we can't thank him enough. Like we said, we had a little problem getting up there. Our GPS went a little nutty, nutty, nutty. But we got there, and we got there safely. And they welcomed us with open, open arms. Now, we all know that a lot of things are going on with the immigration. You know, we have the Democratic Party who seem to believe that the immigrants are more important than American citizens. We are a nation that is comprised of immigrants, but they came here legally. You know, and what's going on now is unconscionable. It's so wrong for the Democrats to try to say that the separation of the children from the parents, oh, that falls on the shoulders of the Republicans, and particularly our President Trump. What do you say about that, Ms. Diamond?
Well, this whole thing started under previous presidents, like President George W. Bush. So it's kind of ironic to hear Laura Bush, who was quiet as a mouse, so was her husband, during the eight, really, frankly, very bad years of Obama. It was very quiet. Policy started under President Bush, continued under President Obama. In fact, it worsened under President Obama. And I don't remember any of these people, any liberals, going to the border and calling President Obama inhuman, hateful, any of those things. And Trump is just following the policy that was put in place by prior presidents. So needless to say, it is ironic and it is hypocritical for people to accuse President Trump of being inhumane when they said nary a word when this policy was implemented under prior and previous administrations. And it was heightened, if you will, under President Obama. I didn't hear Nancy Pelosi. I didn't hear any of these liberals talking about the separation of families under President Obama. It was, I think it was really escalated under him. But now all of a sudden they're interested in this issue. They are a bunch of hypocrites, to say it mildly. You know, hypocrites, I think, is even a word that's too mild to describe what they're doing. From what I understand, I was looking at Breitbart this morning. They have children that are pretending to be separated. You know, they don't even know how to deal or dance with truth and honesty. But it did not start with our President Trump. And they can't blame this on him. And I also fault the parents. What parents would want to use their children as pawns to try to get into a country illegally? You know, the immigrants that came here from Poland, from Germany, from all over the world, they came here legally. They learned the language. They were tested to make sure they were not bringing in any communicable diseases and all this. And now you have the Democratic Party, if I remember correctly, they were encouraging illegals to come for food stamps and other benefits that they didn't participate in developing. And that is not fair to the American people. And, you know, I'm so glad that we have a president that's standing up for what's right, what's fitting, and what's in the best interest of Americans. We have people who are being families that have lost members of their family because of the acts of some illegal aliens. I'm not saying all of them are criminals, but I'm saying you start off being a criminal by violating our laws, by ignoring our laws. Come here legally. Wait your turn in line. That's my opinion of it. And I'm, you know, so happy that our president, it's a president has repeatedly asked a Republican-controlled Congress to close immigration loopholes in order to end the trafficking and smuggling of children across the border. You know, the illegal aliens are using their children because they want to, they hope that they'll be released in the interior of this country. And that's not right.
No, it is absolutely unconscionable what is happening. It is. The media, once again, the American media has proved, mainstream media, let me add that caveat, has once again proven that it is no longer truthful. Maybe it was never really truthful.
No, never.
They're not speaking the truth. Now, to your point about the parents utilizing or using these children to try to embarrass or try to just sneak across the border, but in this case, on Time Magazine, Time Magazine has lost all credibility. They put this young 4-year-old Honduran immigrant girl on the cover, and they put a Photoshop or a picture, a photo of President Trump looking down at her as if he's being cruel and mean to her, and she's crying. Now, what has come out in the last couple of days, like the last couple of June 21st, June 22nd, 2018, is that the mother abandoned this girl. She's actually abandoned the family. She had roughly $6,000 American dollars. She abandoned this girl. This girl was never separated. The father stepped up and said the mother has abandoned the family twice to get to the United States. Time Magazine had to do a mea culpa, but they still would not pull the magazines with that fake, false cover of a President Trump looking down at this crying Honduran girl. You know, this is why the American media, mainstream media, is not trusted by the majority of Americans.
Absolutely, absolutely. You cannot trust them at all. And also, unfortunately, and I'm sure that there are some Democrats listening to our voices. And Breitbart News noted that every Senate Democrat, now that says every, has signed on to legislation that would end all border enforcement. A plan that Senator Tom Cotton, he's a Republican from Arkansas, said should be called the Child Trafficking Encouragement Act, as it sets free every adult border crosser so long as they smuggle a child across the border with them. What kind of decent parent would put their child at risk? Because that is an arduous journey. That is a dangerous journey. They find many people have died trying to cross the border and get into America, and you would put your child with this, that is child abuse.
Yes. No, this is actually, I'm glad you brought that up,
yes.
But President Trump, under pressure, which I don't think he should have caved into the pressure, but
absolutely not.
But I think he smartened up in the last 24 hours when he, number one, told the Republicans in a tweet, stop wasting your time on an immigration bill. We have to win in November, and then we can go for an immigration bill. The Democratic Party has proven itself to be an obstructionist party.
Yes.
They don't care about these illegal immigrant children. They really don't, folks. And let me tell you why they don't care. If they don't care about aborting a baby at the 11th hour, what could be more violent separation of a parent and a child than an abortion? These are people who are willing, want women to have abortions up into the 9th month. So now you're telling me you're crying over children separated from your parents. But back to my original point in response to what you said, President Trump signed, under pressure, in my opinion, an executive order uniting families. The problem is, you might be uniting these children with pedophiles, sex traffickers. That is the risk. And why would any decent, I don't care if you're Honduran, Ecuadorian, Mexican, why would you send your child to the border of the United States? President Trump is absolutely right. We're not going to be a nation of migrant caravans. That's not going to be us. We're not a wasteland. We're organized to the best of our ability. We're probably the most organized, highly ethical, very generous nation on the earth.
Yes.
And we don't want just people just walking across the border. There has to be order. There has to be discipline. There has to be vetting to protect Americans. Now, what about parents who have been permanently separated from their child or their children who have been murdered by illegal immigrants? Where are the Democrats on that? So Democrats are not going to pass anything. They're obstructionists. They've already told because they want to use this issue to embarrass President Trump. So I agree with President Trump. Stop the immigration. Stop. Paul Ryan needs to stop. And I'm glad Mark Meadows called him out on the House of the Floor Representatives. Paul Ryan needs to be removed as Speaker. We have to protect the American people first. The Democrats are interested in supporting illegal immigration because they want a fresh block of voters.
That's it.
Because as more black people and more Asians and more Jewish people wake up and start voting Republicans, they need to fill that victimhood spot. They need more hapless, non-thinking voters who just vote for them regardless. And they think they have that in illegal immigrants. And we have to stand up and say, no, we want Americans to be put first. That's what this is about, and that's what Trump is fighting for.
Oh, yes. Oh, Ms. Simon, you hit the nail on the head over and over again. That is absolutely correct. They're so concerned about these weeping children, but they're not concerned about that baby in that mother's womb. They're not concerned about that baby who survived an abortion getting any kind of medical care. They say, kill the baby.
Right.
But they're so concerned now. No, they want a bigger and a more powerful voting bloc.
That's all this is about.
Right. Forget about the Americans who need these entry-level jobs.
Right.
Forget about the American families who have lost their sons and daughters, husbands, because illegal aliens have been driving without licenses, driving on the wrong side of the street, or just decide to take a gun and shoot like Kate Spacewell.
Steinle.
Absolutely. That's right. And we have to stand up. We have to get involved. We have to get that vote out for these midterm elections and get rid of these so-called progressives. They're not progressives. They are anti-American. I don't want to use that word. I wanted to say heathens. But maybe that's not nice, is it, Ms. Diamond? No. But they fight against the traditions that made this country great. And they hate the fact, I believe, that this country is founded on Judeo-Christian values. And that's why we have made so much progress. And that's why we are that light and that shining on that hill. And we are exception.
Yes, Barbara from Harlem. Thank you for that. This is a very critical issue. President Trump has certain people around him, like his daughter. She said, thank you, President Trump, for signing the exact in a tweet Ivanka released. And she was immediately attacked. Let me just step back and just say they're not progressive. They're really regressive.
That's what they are. They are. That name is.
They're not, they've latched on to a positive side. It sounds very positive to say, oh, we're progressive. No, they really aren't progressive.
And like liberal.
Right, liberal. Liberal had a different meaning back in the 30s
and 40s. Right. Right.
Well, they've hijacked that term because they're really not liberal.
No.
They really don't believe in freedom of speech. They really, let's get to the core of it, they really don't believe in the Second Amendment. They don't believe in the Constitution. They really don't believe in free speech.
They don't believe
unless
in the value.
You believe, unless you agree with what they say. Otherwise, instead of allowing a conservative to express his or her view, they'd rather shut you down. They'd rather rush or push you out of the university who's invited you to speak.
Yes.
Now, let's just go back here to what happened to the Department of Homeland Secretary. Her house was surrounded by people calling her child abuser.
Yes. That's right.
Right. These people are just downright nasty.
That's right.
They're evil. And not all liberals are evil. I don't want to go off on a tangent and go off with this.
I've only met one nice one.
But for Peter Fonda, who's a washed-up actor, to say that he wants the president's 10-year-old son to be ripped from Melania's arms and put into a cage with a pedophile, folks, that is wicked. That is vile.
It is. It is.
And I thank the First Lady of the United States for calling the Secret Service on Peter Fonda. Absolutely. And we need to do more of that. Yes. We need to let these Hollywood evil folks, because too many people in Hollywood are evil.
They are.
They are evil. I'm sorry. But they're evil. They have evil thoughts. They're going to, for all the 8 years that Obama was in office, and I didn't like Obama. I couldn't stand him.
Right.
I really couldn't stand Obama.
I couldn't.
I never would have imagined saying what the liberals are saying about his children. About, because we didn't even touch his daughters. We didn't even talk about, in fact, what are their names? Malia? I mean, they weren't even, I don't even know their names.
Right.
I wouldn't even dare say that about his children.
Right, right. And you know, even our secretary, not our first secretary, Huckabee Sanders, Sarah Huckabee, you know that she was refused service at a Red Hen restaurant in Lexington, Virginia?
Wow.
Would you believe that? This is how wicked these people are.
Yes,
you know, I heard on Michael Savage yesterday, that a young woman called in and said that at her job they were talking about shooting and killing our president.
Oh, wow.
And she was very distraught, and she told Michael Savage that, you know, she was very upset, et cetera, et cetera. And she, I think she said that she took her pocketbook and left because it was so disturbing. She felt like she was being bullied. And Michael Savage told her, you know what he told her? That she should call the Secret Service. That is illegal to do that. That she could even call anonymously.
Mm.
She doesn't have to let anyone know it's her.
Mm-hmm.
And report these people. And I'm saying to every patriotic American, that's what we need to start doing. Because this is out of control. I was sitting in on the Social Security office yesterday, and I was talking to one of my friends on the phone, and I made sure people around me could hear me because I said, I don't want people talking about my president. He's the president of the United States, and he deserves to be respected. And I was in the office with majority of the people in there were minorities. So I didn't hear anything that was negative about Trump. And I'm glad of that. But we need to start reporting these people because they are out of control.
Mm.
I mean, for you to be at a job, and your job is not supposed to be political,
mm-hmm.
but for you to be harassed like that, and they know that she's a Trump supporter, mm-hmm. and they're talking about killing him, shooting him, how they would shoot him, et cetera. And I'm so glad that Michael Savage said report them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely, folks. You know, we're going to have to start taking a hard line with some of these liberals,
yes.
because some of them are flat-out evil.
They
come to the president. They are evil.
Yes.
There's no really no way of getting around when you say you want to kill the president of the United States. Now, not only did Peter Fonda say that he would rip Barron from his mother's arms, then you had some TV writer from Canada. I don't remember his name. His name is unimportant right now. He said he is stalking essentially the president's 4-year-old granddaughter. He's tweeted, "We're coming after you, Chloe." I think her name is Chloe. Forgive me if I have the 4-year-old granddaughter's name wrong. This thought, my God, it's one thing if you don't like Trump.
I couldn't stand Obama. I don't want to say hate Obama, but I was on the verge of hating Obama.
Right.
I would never say anything of that sort about Obama's children, his grandchildren. These people are evil. They are godless. When you separate yourself from the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who gave us Jesus, you are off the rafters. You are unmoored from the rock of sanity and civilization. America was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And once you separate yourself from that, you are open to anything. These liberals, the day of comeuppance is at hand. The American people began this revolution, if you will, in November 2016. It's going to escalate because Trump will be reelected in 2020.
Absolutely.
The liberals' unhinged and evil behavior is unprecedented.
It is. I mean, it's so abnormal. Trump-phobia.
It's
really just, it's crazy. But we have to get our immigration under control. The White House has been provided from Breitbart News 9 examples where MS-13 gang member, the murderous El Salvadorian gang that Democrats keep defending, use immigration loopholes to try to enter the United States in hopes that they will eventually be released. So MS-13 gang are using these children as props to get into our country to try to destroy our country. And I'm thankful to God that we have a president that has a spine. But number one, he loves God and he loves his country. And that's a plus. We didn't have that before. I mean, these so-called, I don't even like to call them liberals, they're really secular humanists.
Right.
They're not progressive because they don't make anything better. They make it worse.
True.
It's progress, has progress in it, where you're moving forward.
These people
are not progressive.
Right.
They are very destructive and they are very dangerous. Would you believe that Bernie Sanders had nerve enough to get a report from some wacko professor saying that Donald Trump is destroying the American dream? In other words, Donald Trump is making poor people poorer in America. And thank God we have someone like Nikki Haley, because she just chopped them in pieces. She said that that's a waste of time and money to do a study on poverty, and present it to the UN. A UN that's filled with dictators, a UN that's filled with murderers, a UN, and then she, stated how people in other places, how people sitting on that council, how impoverished they really are. But isn't this, this is disgraceful. This is really disgraceful. What do you think about that?
Well, I think for the United Nations, I think that's the report you're referring to take time and money to do a study on poverty in the United States.
Yes.
When we have amongst the highest standard of living in the world.
That's right.
We have the world's largest or most successful economy. China is giving us a run for our money, but we're still number one in the world, the last I checked.
Right.
So for them to waste their money, Nikki Haley is absolutely correct.
Right.
It's just this constant desire by the United Nations to push and to bully the first Israel and then the United States. There's a great deal of envy and jealousy. We're going to be going to break in about 30 seconds. Actually, we're going to break now. Please stay with us. We'll be back on the other side of the break. We are Our Urban Story.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771.
571. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guy Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
Hello, hello, hello. We are back with our urban story, and this is Barbara from Harlem. I just wanted to remind everyone how Nikki Haley is representing us so well. We've withdrawn from being a member of the UN Human Rights Council, and that is very good because that council consists of some of the worst world leaders in the world. They're not concerned about human rights, you know, and for Bernie Sanders to talk about this report from this professor, what is his name? A-L-S-T-O-N, Professor Philip Alston. And he's from, of course, the New York University School of Law. Now, he compiled this report in 2 weeks. He visited California, Alabama, Georgia, West Virginia, and Washington, D.C. to come up with this report for Sanders to say, a quote, well, Austin said that contempt for the poor has intensified under the Trump administration. I mean, you know, these people, I used to wonder how people could go to sleep at night when they do such wicked things. But then I read in the Bible that the wicked really have no conscience. It doesn't bother them, so it's easy for them to go to sleep. But this is absolutely ridiculous. I've been around poor people all of my life in America and then had the opportunity to travel to, Jamaica. Saw women my age with no shoes. I have never walked the streets of New York without any shoes. I haven't lived a privileged life. I know what poverty is. And if I'm going to be poor, I'd rather be poor in America than any other place in the world.
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, that report is really deeply flawed.
Yes.
When the economy is booming,
yes,
for the first time in many, many years, there are more jobs than there are Americans to fill them, if my research or what I've heard is correct. President Trump has done a tremendous job with the economy. No thinking person can doubt his success. Black unemployment is at its lowest in American history. Under President Obama, the black people did not progress.
No, they didn't.
To use their term. So it was just, this is a flawed report. It has no merit. The average American can see the difference. We see more places hiring. I think we reported approximately 2 weeks ago that in California, Sacramento, because of demand, the market has tightened for employees. They now are willing to pay $18 an hour, if I'm not mistaken. Please double-check me, folks, at Chick-fil-A in Sacramento. So that's just indicative of how well the economy is booming. So I don't even know why Bernie Sanders bothered with this. The United Nations need to focus on countries that are really suffering, like Ethiopia, the Sudan,
yes,
Bangladesh, which is one of the poorest countries in the world, Jamaica, Haiti, which is the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere. Focus on those nations and how we can help relist them, many people out of poverty. So it has no merit. But I want to go back to very quickly, Barbara. We were talking about this, you know, the liberals trumping up, to use a term, no pun intended, this whole thing about Trump is evil, he's separating families. This is a bunch of bull. These are the same liberals who supported women getting on welfare, but they could not have a man in the home.
That's right.
Which has absolutely devastated the black community.
That's right.
It started really in the early 70s.
That's right.
With this, you know, if you get on welfare, we'll give you welfare, we'll give you food stamps
and a place to stay.
Right. Mm-hmm. But the father of those children cannot be in a home.
That's right.
So as a result, so many black women ended up having children by four or five different men just to keep the welfare checks coming. And this is not something I'm saying off the top of my head. This is something I have literally seen. And what it did was it created generations. We're now in probably a second or third generation of black people just depending on the government. When FDR set up Social Security in the 1930s, it was supposed to be a helping hand. It was not supposed to turn into a way of life.
Yes.
Now the liberal welfare state, in the 1970s and 80s, it expanded. And because you get these benefits, you couldn't have a man in the home.
That's right.
So many black families are just separated. And now you have roughly 70 to 75% of black children were born out of wedlock. So the liberals, the progressives, spare me this crying over separation of families because they encouraged it as part of policy in the early 1970s.
And, you know, if you look, I read into Hillary Clinton's statement, it takes a village to raise a child. And it takes the government to raise a child. That's the message that they spread in the black community in particular. Because if you didn't have a man in the house, you would get this, you would get that, you would get that. You would have a place in the project. You would get food stamps. And look what it has done to the black community. Look what it has done to the black family. It has decimated it.
Absolutely.
When you have over 70% of blacks being born outside of a married couple, a father and a mother, you have a problem. Nationwide, it's 40%. Because the liberals with Hollywood and all that, they push an immoral, godless agenda. I just want to step back 1 minute because, you know, I'm so impressed with Nikki Haley about this thing at the UN. Nikki Haley just, she took up the issue of poverty and said that our president is very concerned with poverty. And let me just read this. While there are many dimensions of poverty, the administration's overreaching view is that the best way to help people get out of poverty is to help them get a job, Haley wrote. There is dignity in work, and being able to provide for oneself and family is empowering both economically and spiritually. I thought that that was excellent.
Absolutely.
That response to that foolishness that Bernie Sanders, which he doesn't even need to be representing any place. He represents a very liberal state. We need to get rid of them as much as possible because they're harmful to America. And for Sharpton to say that President Trump wouldn't be separating white children, playing that race card. My friends, I hope we're all sick of that race card because I'm one who grew up in America and was born right here in New York and had a house in an Italian neighborhood in the early 60s. And no one burned a cross on my lawn.
No, absolutely.
The liberal progress in America.
Absolutely. There's no question the election of a very flawed human being, we're all flawed,
yes,
but someone
are.
Who should have never been president,
yes.
Barack Obama, who doesn't even love this country, who was a socialist, and who really, if he has to believe in God, he's really a Muslim. But he's more a secular humanist than a Muslim. But if he has to believe in a religion, it will be Islam. He only went to that false, fake Christian church in Chicago because he was running for office.
It wasn't
and the
church.
Vast majority, well, it really wasn't a Christian church. That's why
right.
I said fake and phony
That's
Christian
right.
church.
That's
the
right.
vast majority of Americans, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, we are Christian. So that's why Barack Obama put on that phony front. We know he wasn't Christian.
That's right. And in my book, I break it down. Black liberation theology is not Christianity.
Absolutely.
That's
but,
right.
you know, the liberals, I really don't want to, let me just stick to Democratic Party. They are an embarrassment.
That's right.
They are truly an embarrassment. This is the same party that, as far as I know, did more harm to black people being slave owners. They were the Dixiecrats before they became a Democrat. You have, like, Senator Robert Byrd, a key member of the Democratic Party, was a former member of the Ku Klux Klan.
That's right.
It took the Republican Party, flawed though it may be, to ensure that black civil rights after the Civil War were protected from the Democratic Party.
Yes.
The Democrats, from slavery through now, has done so much damage to black people.
That's right.
I almost want to cry, actually. Rush Limbaugh really opened my eyes, and I don't want to go on a tangent about Rush Limbaugh, but listening to Rush Limbaugh in the early 90s, and then Mark Levin, Sean Hannity, really was an educational experience for me because it made me realize that the conservative values are the values that best reflect how this country was founded, what it was meant to be, and its potential. The conservatives believe black people can be whatever they want to be. Black people can soar and fulfill their potential, but we can't be just grabbing onto government and expecting the government to do everything for us. We have a lot of talented black people who refuse to get up, go to work, fulfill their God-given talent because they believe the Al Sharptons, the Jesse Jacksons, the Democratic Party, you're a permanent victim. Even though you weren't a slave, even though you have all the freedom of the world, even though you can study, you get tuition to go to school, they have this victim mentality.
Yes,
we've been brainwashed by the Democratic Party.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very sad. The Democratic Party, I really, you know, we have a two-party system. I mean, the Green Party is not an attractive alternative. I don't know that much about the Libertarian Party, but I hope my words are a prophecy. I hope the Democratic Party starts falling apart and starts losing a lot of members
Amen.
In the very near future. Kamala Harris of California, Nancy Pelosi of California, Maxine Waters, these people need to lose. They need to lose. Please, folks in Massachusetts, thank you.
Get rid of
Please get rid of Elizabeth Warren.
Please.
I don't know about the other candidate. Shiv, I think his name. Shiva, the Indian candidate
and
with MIT. Dial. Please consider them as serious alternatives to Elizabeth Warren. We have to start stripping through the voting booth. We want to do it right. We want to do it legal. Start stripping these progressive, anti-God, anti-Israel, anti-American politicians of their power. You see, the liberals, if they don't learn anything else, they learn and try. They learn how to keep power. They may not agree with their fellow Democrats, but they don't rip them apart like we tend to do in the Republican Party, because they want power.
That's right.
Not about the illegal immigrant child crying. It's about power. It's about another voting block. I read a story on Breitbart.com where this MS-13 gang in Virginia, they're being investigated for several murders of teenagers. They beat one girl so badly. They were trafficking this girl as a prostitute. She's not even old enough to vote. They beat her with the bat over 28 times, and she has fence in her body. These are the people that Nancy Pelosi, when President Trump rightly calls them animals, they support MS-13 over President Trump. One angel mother said Trump saved her from suicide because she had lost hope after her child was murdered by illegal immigrants.
I just don't call them animals because I think animals are much better than what they are. I call them beasts, monsters.
Yes.
You know, heathens, you know, because animals are so sweet, you know, they only kill for survival, not for the fun of it,
not for sport.
But please, please get up off that couch. Don't stop letting these people control our lives and destroy our country. We have to get out there and vote, and we have to even talk to our enemies and say, come on, let's vote. Don't you get tired of being used? You know, American people should get tired of being used by people like Maxine Waters and Elizabeth Warren. They're getting richer, 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 richer. They don't produce any product. They don't create any jobs. All they do is fool the people to keep voting for them. That's all they do. Just talk their way into another term in office. And look at the communities they serve. Look at Compton, L.A., and California.
Yeah, Detroit.
Look at Detroit. Look at any of those places.
Yeah.
Look at Newark.
Yeah.
Look at any of these places. I live in the urban area, so I see it every day. I know and hear how these brains have been trained to think, I can't make it. The white man's going to stop me. I even hear that from the pulpit.
Mm, wow.
And it disturbs me. That's what my book is about, opening up eyes, opening up hearts, so that we can get it together and do what's best for America and be in line with what is godly and what is right.
Yes, absolutely. And again, I want to thank the great people who came out last Saturday. Every book we brought out there, we sold. I want to thank those who gave us support. Kenzie, I can't name them all because then I'll forget names. But thank you all so much.
Patrick,
of course, Dennis. We thank all of you, Dave, everyone.
Yes.
But this is so important. We're in a fight for this country.
Yes, we are.
We should be out back in the Massachusetts area in August, I believe. And
yes.
You spoke to the gentleman last night. Do you want to talk
yes,
to him?
Yes, I did. I was interviewed by Hal, and he's with the Constitutional Party. And, you know, I just love these people. These people are so real, so genuine, and so determined to work hard to bring the values back here in America, because America is worth fighting for.
And you know, with these secular humanists that populate the Democratic Party, America was so bad. Why are millions of people trying to get here? Why are they risking life and limb to get here? So, you know what? We have to stand up. The Democratic Party, and maybe what we need to do next week, Barbara, and I have to write this down. We need to list out the harm that the Democratic Party has done the black community.
Oh, boy.
From the Civil War era
all
the way through to 2018.
Oh, yes.
The
yes.
Democratic Party, through its policies, and what they want, through the hateful racism that they perpetuated against black people, now up to 2018, you're victims. You need us. Republicans hate you. You'll never make it without our help. But these are the same Democrats that want their children to go to Harvard, Yale, private schools, but black people, we're so helpless. We can't even, they don't think we should be able to take the SATs. We have to lower the standards to take the SATs. I think what I want to do next week for the audience to fully understand the damage that the Democratic Party has done is to do like a timeline.
Okay.
Because it's very important that we understand so that more black people will wake up and stop automatically voting for Democrats.
Absolutely.
We have to strip the Democrats. We have to strip them of their brainwashing and their lock on the African-American community.
You know, that's an excellent idea, Ms. Diamond, and we want to share that with you so that when you are engaging in conversations with black, white, whomever, that you'll have these weapons, this arsenal. We're going to pack your arsenal full of truth and honesty because we have to really take our country back. We have to stop ignoring the fact that some people are so mentally conditioned that they don't even have to put, in when it's election time, all they put in the black community, vote row A. They don't even put the candidate's name, what they stand for, anything. B or whatever. It's a Democratic Party. Because, I mean, to me, that's insulting. Because it's saying that you're so stupid that I'm telling you how to vote regardless of what this person believes, what this person's going to do. You just do what I say do. And all you do is follow the B. Follow the D, follow the A. That's all. As if people don't have the mental capacity to be able to decipher. You know, what's so sad about it is many of them go to church, and these Democrats have programmed the mind to rebel against God while they're sitting in church saying, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Because you cannot serve God and a Democratic Party too, or any party. You have to put God first.
Now, I think that's extremely important. Let me just step back for a moment and repeat, but maybe in my own way, what you just said, because I think it's extremely important. I've been around the Newark area for over 10 years. And honestly, within the last five years or so, even with the elections, I don't really see full-fledged election posters like you see most
movies. No.
Bob Jones, I'm here to fight for you.
Right. No.
Leadership. In Newark, in particular, and I think Irvington as well, what you said is literally true.
It is.
They'll put vote row A, Democrat, or
that's
D
it.
As in Democrat.
That's right.
Because they don't have to put posters, so they save money. We're not going to put our posters in Newark. We're not going to put our on the lawns or anything like you see in most communities.
Right.
The politicians, hey, can I put my sign in the yard? They don't have to because in Newark, all they have to put is D for Democrat, row A. And people automatically, Democrat, oh, I'm a vote.
That's right. Do you ever go to a town hall meeting where some of these candidates will present?
No, that's not right. It's not even required because they know that so many black people are brainwashed to vote for the Democratic Party one way. But the liberal media this week, and I just want to go back to because I really believe with the Time Magazine BS cover, really revealed itself in its fullness this week. I really believe with the immigration issue, all President Trump was doing was carrying forward the immigration policies under George W. Bush. And so when Laura Bush came out with her statement and is quiet as a mouse, now she can come out and criticize Trump. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, spokeswoman for the president, straightened her out.
Yes.
Straight, not, you know,
and also
she said,
Nielsen.
Right. She said Trump is trying to correct on a policy that your husband enacted.
Yes.
Now, where were these liberals? And I said this at the top of the show, but I think it bears repeating. These housing the illegal immigrants and the illegal aliens, whatever you want to call them, that was escalated, or not really escalated, but that was being enacted and enforced under Obama.
Yes.
Please tell me where were these progressives, these liberals, these people are crying, and even the evangelical community have the nerve to criticize Trump. I mean, yes, the immigration policy is flawed, but this is not the policy that Trump put out there or signed into law.
And do these evangelicals be able to see how negligent these parents are?
Absolutely.
You're putting your child at risk.
Absolutely.
To do something illegal.
Absolutely.
That's not a good example.
for your child.
If you don't want to be separated from your child, then don't come to the United States.
That's right.
We have a legal system. We are a sovereign nation.
Absolutely.
We have a right to know who's coming into this country.
I bet you not one of those secular humanists that are saying that this is cool, they don't have locked doors on their houses.
Exactly.
I bet you they all have locked doors. They all have fences. The bottom line is America is a sovereign nation. Even though we had a president who just got out, thank God, who said we're not defined by borders, he's a liar because we're not a wasteland.
Exactly. We need your support so we can expand this program. Please support Barbara from Harlem. You can find her on Facebook. If you like what you're hearing, or even if you disagree with us, give us feedback so we know what you would like to hear in future shows. I think your book is doing well. You like her book. There may be some flaws, or no book is perfect. Please go on Amazon.com and give us hopefully a positive review so we can push this book. And if you need her, Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations. Again, Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations. What we can do, if you didn't jot that down, just put in Barbara from Harlem on Amazon, that search box, that search field, and her book will pop up.
That's right. There's only one Barbara from Harlem, and it's me. We really enjoy you spending some time with us, and we hope that we've given you some ammunition to fight for America, fight for what's right, fight and stand up. We're going to start reporting these people who are all putting all of these threats out here, because sick minds will latch onto it, and God knows what would happen, God forbid, but something could happen. So I hope that that young lady who called in, Mike Savage, will call Secret Service and report those people who are at the workplace and talking about killing our president, God forbid.
These people were talking about killing President Trump. We have just 3 minutes left, but I think it's an important 3 minutes. That's evil.
That is evil.
We never entertained any thoughts about killing President Obama.
Never.
We knew he was not sent from God to lead this country. He was an anomaly.
Yes.
And too many people around the world got used to his weak leadership, the apologizing for America.
Yes.
Trump is not that kind of man. And to exemplify he's not that kind of man, he has stood strong against the G7. He is putting America first.
And how about North Korea?
North Korea, very successful meeting. Yes, we have to get caught up on North Korea.
Yes.
Thank you for reminding me, because North Korea is sending over the remains of at least 20, that's the number I heard, I could be wrong, 200, excuse me.
200, yes.
200 Americans who died on the Korean Peninsula during the Korean War. That is very significant. President Trump is showing what leadership is about.
Yes.
And I'm glad he canceled that congressional picnic for the fat cats of Washington.
Good.
And is donating those ribeye steaks to the men and women at Walter Reed Hospital where our veterans are recovering. That's the kind of president we have.
That's right.
You see, Donald Trump can't be bought. You have some conservatives, with few exceptions, like Ted Cruz is an exception. I give Ted Cruz credit. You have some who, and I'm going to let you talk, Barbara, because we only have 1 minute left.
1 minute, yeah.
Who actually will stand on the principle President Trump just can't be bought.
And he just gave a speech in Duluth, Minnesota. And, I mean, that speech, go on YouTube and look at it. But, you know, and I think it was the same speech. I didn't see it all, but Michael Savage was talking about it, saying that Trump said, my apartment is better than yours. I have more money than you have. He was talking about the leaders. He was talking about those who hate him. See, he can't be bought.
Right.
He came there prepared. He came there with his pocket full. He doesn't even take a salary.
Yes. And we really needed a Trump.
We did.
I know there are some never Trumpers out there. You may have, you know, softened your view. We needed a Trump. Maybe Ted Cruz will win in 2020, but right now we need a Trump. Thank God for President Trump. We pray for his family. We have to go.
God bless you, and please tune in again to our Urban Story.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.